Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, all across the Civic Media Radio Network right here in Wisconsin. Maggie's out today. I'm Matt Rothschild, along with my wonderful co-host, Angela Lang. It's been a privilege to be able to sit in for Maggie yesterday and today. Angela, it's always nice being with you.
Always, yes. Thanks always for having me. I always appreciate it. I feel like we have a good vibe going, and I love all of the guests that we have on and like the richness of the conversation.
Yeah, and we're thrilled to have still with us former Representative Katrina Shankland, who's now executive director of a neat group called Rust Belt Rising. And right before the break, Representative Shankland, you mentioned or alluded to, I think, the cynicism of a lot of people in politics and urging people, you know, please don't sell us out. So talk about that and the lack of trust that so many people have in politicians and in politics as usual.
Yeah, I think rightfully people recognize, as I said earlier, you know, 60% of folks across the country, Democrats, Republicans, Independents of all races, of all backgrounds, believe that our political and economic systems aren't working for us.
And they're not.
You know, there's a lot. I was going to say, you could argue that's facts, right? Like, regardless of opinion, there are many different, you know, data points that we could use to prove that it's not working. And so if we want to recognize that and start with that as a fact and move forward, what does that mean? I think we need to recognize and again, have humility that politicians are not trusted, right? People who are nurses, for example, are much more trusted by the public in polling data than politicians. Why? Because they've shown repeatedly that they care about you and that they're experts in their fields. People don't feel that way about most elected officials because they've seen, you know, so many scandals over the years and they've seen people, you know, take them for granted. I think they've seen voters get scolded by politicians. Or, you know, one of my least favorite phrases is people aren't voting in their best interest. Well, who gets to decide what your best interest is?
Right.
You get to decide. Other people don't get to speak down to you or tell you. I also hate the phrase uneducated. What does that mean? What does it mean to be uneducated? And who gets to decide that? And so I think that there have been so many politicians of different stripes over the years who have either made people, their voters, feel not only taken for granted, but even mistreated, like they aren't worth anything.
Yeah, this talking down to voters.
Genesis. The genesis of the distrust, especially after an election, the postmortem is always so scoldy and condescending. Instead of saying, you know, we're going to do a nationwide listening tour where anyone up without registering and tell it like it is, you know, regardless of party, we want to hear from folks. What do they need? What is the number one issue? What are the five top issues that they're worried about every night? And it's most likely going to be affordable housing, healthcare, the ability to buy basic goods like groceries, their energy bills, and, you know, public education or access to a good life-sustaining job, right? So that piece of that, if it's that simple, but people don't feel like politicians can fulfill those needs, they think, why even have a system at all? What's the point, right? And if they're operating in that, what's the point? Who are they going to choose if you get a tax cut or nothing? And from their point of view, they're going to choose the tax cut, right? So if Republicans are the tax cut party and Democrats are the party of we don't know how to define them, or, you know, I went to a meeting once and didn't feel welcome, then, you know, you can't blame folks. So I really think the onus is on people within the party and within especially those leadership roles, right? Those elected officials to really listen to folks and help write, kind of set expectations better. It's on every elected official and every person running for office to tell folks why they should care and what they're going to do for them. Not the other way around, right? We shouldn't have to convince voters why, you know, you were right and they weren't. That's just not the way to do things. And so I do think that's part of it. And I think the other part is because we have such a fractured media now, right? And you guys are doing a great job changing that for us and having more opportunities for elected officials to speak. But, you know, you've seen, you know, since Citizens United, just a massive amount of money and attack ads and ways that, you know, especially Republicans and the far right have defined issues in such a way that's not only deeply dishonest, but is deliberately meant to sow distrust and disinformation. And so, of course, people are going to trust us less, even if we're operating in the best circumstances, even if we've never engaged in condescending tones or, you know, called somebody uneducated or said they're voting against their best interest, they're still going to be distrust, just like there are Also, there's also a lot of distrust of public institutions right now. There's a lot of distrust of government in general. And so good politicians, good people who are running right now need to understand that and do the work. And I think it's community organizing. It's working with the groups on the ground that are already, you know, listening to folks and working in coalition on key issues, whether it's public education or affordable housing projects.
I just want to say thank you because this is music to my ears, honestly. And as you know, we live in two very different parts of the state, but a lot of what you're saying is what we hear at Block and what we hear in the Black community. And I think we see, especially when it comes to like Black men and why are they voting for Trump and this and that, there's a very real kind of overlap. And we kind of talk about this urban and rural divide all the time. And I think it's so important to find these intersections of where we can relate. Like we all want that affordable housing. We all want basic access to affordable healthcare, which it may look different from a rural place versus like in Milwaukee, but we still want the same things. And so I just want to say, this is all music to my ears because I really hope that, parties and Democrats actually take heed to what you're saying. And I really appreciate because I think it's very rare for people to talk about how Dems need to act and listen with humility right now. So thank you for that.
Yeah, me I want to thank you too, Representative Shankland. And we only have about a minute left. If people want to get hold of you or find out more about Rust Belt Rising, what do they do?
Head to rustbeltrising.com. You can sign up to join our cohort. They're free trainings every single week. We've got great folks set up through the fall to train you for free to help you reach a better understanding with folks and how to communicate.
Well, terrific. And good luck on your work. It's really exciting, I think. And I love the way you present these ideas real clearly for everybody to understand. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm one of your co-hosts today, along with Angela Lang of Block. And we'll be right back. And I've got bird song and a poem on the backside. So you're going to stay around for that. The poem will really grab you. I know it grabbed me.